in the next hour, but I have to get right to Donald Trump and the claims of racism. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll read you the tweet. Wasn't crazy about the tweet, but you have to do a deep dive on this, and I think it's pretty important for context. So here's the tweet. So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswoman who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, even if they have a functioning government at all, now loudly dot, 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 next tweet, and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? They come back and show us how it is done. These places need your help badly. Then we're on to the third tweet. And you can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements. Now, I think it's three out of the four were born here. They're duly elected members of Congress. I've always been one. I think many of you know this. I think you don't have to take the low road. And he took the low road again. And that gets him into trouble. Although I think that this is part of what Donald Trump likes to do. Look, he's baiting the Democrats. Somebody wrote about this morning. He's baiting the Democrats, and it's working because they're all up in arms. But when I talk about the deep dive in the context, we'll get to that in just a second because it's important. And I will tell you this. I'm going to play an Ilhan Omar soundbite that you probably never heard. I had never heard it before. The president referred to it in his comments earlier today. I have classic Trump coming up, so you're not going to want to miss that. So he makes mention of this, and I'm sitting here listening. Ilhan Omar, Al-Qaeda, what is that? Maybe I had heard it before and I just forgot about it. But that's important to know what she said and how she equated basically a terrorist organization. And everybody, I think, has been well documented how anti-Semitic she is, even though those on the left love to defend her. And what she said about Al-Qaeda equating our army, our defense forces, to a terrorist organization is outrageous. You will not hear that soundbite, my bet would be, could be wrong about this, on any of the national news coverage. You're not going to see that quote in the newspapers. Now, maybe you will only because Trump sort of highlighted it. But I do think that Lindsey Graham gave pretty good advice. Look, all you have to do basically is let AOC and Omar and the rest of them just do what they're doing right now. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, who was basically ripping America. And some of the things that she said are just stunning.
In fact, the top four stories are all Trump lashing out at the squad. And some people are now spinning this and saying, oh, it's a master stroke of genius because he's trying successfully to make these four women the face of the Democratic Party. But I think if he is doing that, that would be somewhat racist, I think.
No, he doesn't have a grand strategy. This is a man who tweets purely on impulse and ego. This is not a grand strategy for him, because if he honestly wanted a grand strategy, all he had to do was be quiet, because the squad is making themselves the face of the Democratic Party because they're the loudest. They are playing the game brilliantly with photo ops and Twitter messages and live Facebook streams. AOC has appropriated Trumpian tactics more successfully than anybody else in the Democratic Party.
Maybe that's the point to be made. We'll take your phone calls at 436-7900. But getting quickly, because we'll be on this topic for a little while, and then we're going to talk about Wesley Bell and his parking tickets. Jane Duker is going to join us by phone this morning, 436-7900. You can, too, 800-925-1120. Let me ask you this about the President of the United States, because he could have sat back and followed up on Friday where you had John Lewis and Lacey Clay supporting Nancy Pelosi against the squad and AOC's campaign, rather her chief of staff, was claiming that leaders of the Democratic Party were just like the Blue Dog Democrats who supported racism and segregation. I mean, really, they were going at each other like we hadn't seen in years.
No.
That I cannot recall off the top of my head. The president could have sat back and watched that played out, but he wouldn't have been part of it.
Yes.
So would it have... Would this president prefer a news story that's beneficial to Republicans that he's not in, or a news story hurtful to Republicans that he's in. Which does he prefer?
Is this rhetorical or can I answer?
Well, you can answer.
I would like to say number two, Charlie. As long as he is the center of attention, he doesn't care who it hurts. That's it.
The worst thing, it could be a story where the Democrats are fighting among themselves to the benefit of the Republicans, but if he's not in it, he doesn't like it.
That's right. He has to be the center of attention. And I really do believe that that is the motivating factor in what he does, whether it's good or whether it's bad. And I'll be the first to admit when something that he does is really beneficial or that I agree with. I think, for instance, a quick one would be acknowledging Israel's embassy in Jerusalem. That was a good one. I think he did it for his own personal gain, and he liked the way it made him look, but it was the right move.
Let me ask you this. Here's a headline on today's Washington Post website. Trump lashes out again at minority lawmakers as House prepares to condemn his racist tweets. That's the headline. And this is a news story. This is not an opinion piece. This is not a column written by one of their opinionated columnists. This is a news story. Trump lashes out again at minority lawmakers as House prepares to condemn his racist tweets. The Washington Post has decided that his tweets were racist. They're characterizing them as racist. They're making that judgment and offering it as fact. Mm-hmm. And to me, if you said his comments are controversial or divisive, I think that would be completely accurate, that no one could dispute. But to characterize those tweets as racist, I think that's going beyond the fair and objective down the road that a reporter or a headline maker should be.